Welcome to Always Think Baseball Podcast. I am your host, Glenn Parent, and today we will play GM for a day.
If you're an Astro fan right now, you are likely mad, probably even sick. So sick that if you go to the doctor, you'll probably get a prescription for some antidepressant that has like 100 side effects worse than your condition. But the meds you really need is for the Astros to win. Reader's Digest says, laughter is the best medicine. Well, I can't really argue against that, but as a sports fan, winning is the best medicine. So let's see, baseball fans without a taste of a World Series championship. Texas Rangers, Houston Astros, Milwaukee Brewers, San Diego Padres. Of those that have never won a pennant, Washington Nationals, Seattle Mariners. Okay, Rangers, Astro, Brewers, Padre fans, at least you're not on that never to win a pennant list. So what's all the whining about? Well, I'll tell you what I'm whining about, and that is the Astros not doing more this 2016 season at the trade deadline, and even worse, watching division rival Texas Rangers get better with the exact players that the Astros need, like a catcher that can hit. I'm not asking for Johnny Bench or Mike Piazza. Heck, Jonathan LaCroix would do just fine, and just so happens, the Brewers were willing to send LaCroix some company, you know, so at least he would know somebody on the team. For real, this ain't junior high. But seriously, the Brewers packaged a solid relief pitcher in Jeremy Jeffers. Astros could use some bullpen help. Heck, who can't? Whitey Herzog said, what you need to win a championship is a good sense of humor and a bullpen. Deal or no deal? That is the question. Astros GM Jeff Leno mentioned the Astros have the best record in baseball since May 1st and are good enough to win now without making any drastic moves. Leno also mentioned he was not willing to deal with teams that demanded Astros top prospects like Alex Bregman, AJ Reed, and Joe Musgrove. Well, I've got a question for Mr. Leno. Has he ever heard of negotiating? Negotiating. You know, they want a higher price. You ain't willing to pay the price. Meet in the middle somewhere. That's called negotiating. That's what the Texas Rangers did. Negotiated. They didn't send an Alex Bregman, an AJ Reed, or a Joe Musgrove to the Milwaukee Brewers.
So here is what David Stearns and the Milwaukee Brewers have up for trade. Jonathan Lucroy, a catcher. $4 million salary in 2016 with a team option for $5.25 million next season. And relief pitcher Jeremy Jeffers, 2016 salary, league minimum, eligible for salary arbitration in 2017. Let's put this in perspective. Lucroy, being the best catcher available in the entire league, makes like being the best house in the neighborhood with a for sale sign in the front yard. Jeffers, a solid reliever and league minimum salary, is this small but nice house on the third best street in the neighborhood. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder in the Jeffers case. So Mr. Stern is asking above market value, like a Joey Gallo, a Yohander Mendez, a Ronald Guzman from the Rangers. But we know the Brewers are out of contention and need to move these properties fast. So Rangers GM John Daniels takes advantage of that and says, no Joey Gallo, no Yohander Mendez, no Ronald Guzman. John Daniels' offer is a Lewis Brinson and a Luis Ortiz in the top 100 prospects of minor league baseball, but not in the top 20, and also uses the wild card, player to be named later. Lewis Brinson, outfielder, 22 years old, first round, 2012 draft, 29th overall, ranked 16th in Baseball America's top 100 prospects in 2015. Let's listen to what Baseball America says about Lewis Brinson.
Few players in the minors had a better year in 2015 than Rangers center fielder Lewis Brinson. Brinson finished second in the minors with a .601 slugging percentage and had 59 extra base hits. A center fielder with power and speed. At worst, Brinson should be a useful big leaguer because of his defensive value and his power. But if his hit tool continues improving as it did last year, Brinson could be an all-around star, an Adam Jones type at the big league level. Lewis Brinson, number 16 on the Baseball America Top 100 Prospects list.
The mid-season review has Brinson ranked 30th. Also, the 2015 numbers were most of his games were at high A, fourth season in minor league baseball, and still played over 50% of his games at the high A level. So far in 2016, two trips to the disabled list. However, power and defense still present. His contact is up, therefore strikeouts are down. 2015 showed a 25% strikeout ratio. So all in all, 5 years in minor league baseball, good defense instincts, good speed, but not a serious base-stealing threat. So only stolen 84 bases in 5 seasons of minor league baseball. Brinson career totals 278, 345, 490. The second player the Rangers send to the Brewers is Luis Ortiz, right-handed pitcher, 20 years old, first round draft 2014, 30th overall. Ortiz ranked 64th on 2016 preseason top 100th prospects list from Baseball America. Listen to what Baseball America has to say about Luis Ortiz.
Even though he missed time with an elbow injury, it was a very productive first full pro season for right-hander Luis Ortiz. The Rangers right-hander missed time, but in between, he showed a development of his improved changeup to go with a 93-95 mile an hour fastball. It'll touch 97. And a hard slider that's always been his bread and butter out pitch. Ortiz needs to improve his conditioning, but as he heads to high class A, he still has the potential to be a frontline starter. Luis Ortiz, number 64 on the Baseball America Top 100 Prospects list.
Mid-season Baseball America Prospects list, Ortiz has dropped to 74th, and like Brinson, is on the 7-day DL. Career numbers for Ortiz: 140.2 innings pitched, a 3.46 ERA, a whip of 1.1, strikeout per 9 at 8.2, base on balls per 9 at 1.9, and home runs per 9 innings pitched at 0.6. So the Brewers wanted Joey Gallo, 2012 first round, 39th overall from the Rangers. But the Rangers said no. That's how this trade stuff works. It's called negotiations. Gallo, a top 10 prospect on all three Major League Baseball prospect rankings. Gallo trending upwards in all three polls. Gallo already has 42 games at the MLB level. Like most, is off to a slow start with a 187, 281, 398 slash line and 139 plate appearances. Let's take a look at what the Astros had to offer to the Brewers that would have been equivalent or better than Luis Ortiz and Lewis Brinson. The Astros could have offered AA pitcher David Polino, ranked 91st on Baseball America's top 100 prospect list. The Astros acquired Polino from the Detroit Tigers in the Jose Varas, Danny Vasquez deal. Polino was signed as an international free agent by Detroit at the age of 17 in 2013. Career numbers: a record of 12-7, an ERA of 2.10, 171 innings pitched, base on balls per 9 innings at 2.21, strikeouts per 9 at 9.88, and a whip of 0.96. So a few key comparisons between Polino and Ortiz. Polino, innings pitched, 171, over Ortiz is 140.2, so a bigger sample size from Polino. Polino gets the nod in ERA, 2.10, versus Ortiz, 3.46. Ortiz, a little better in the strike zone, with 1.9 base on balls per 9 innings, with Polino, 2.21. Strikeouts per 9 goes to Polino, 9.88. versus Ortiz, 8.2. Giving up the long ball, Polino wins that as well, with home runs per 9 innings at a 0.3 versus Ortiz at a 0.6. So, ranking or performance? Ortiz was ranked a little higher than Polino, but in performance, the nod goes to Polino. So I think with proper negotiations, Jeff Leno could have made a good case for David Polino as trade bait in the LaCroix-Jeffers deal. Now we need a comparison for Lewis Brinson. That would be AA outfielder Derek Fisher, 22 years old, first round draft pick, 37th overall, three seasons in minor league baseball out of the University of Virginia. Fisher has career numbers of 269, 370, 454, has really good speed, power. So let's compare Fisher and Brinson. Plate appearances goes to Brinson, 1970 to Fisher's 1193. But remember, Fisher came out of college. Brinson came out of high school. Average, a slight nod to Brinson, 278 to Fisher's 269. On base percentage goes to Fisher, 370 to 345. Slugging percentage, nod goes to Brinson, 490 to 454. We're really kind of splitting hairs. These guys are pretty close. Home runs per at bat. Brinson, 1 in every 24.2 at bats. Fisher, 1 in every 25.5. Practically identical. Base on balls per at bat. Here's where you see a difference. Fisher, much better eye at the plate. Walks once per every 7.6 trips to the plate. Brinson, every 11.9. Trending. Fisher has been trending upwards on his rankings, whereas Brinson has been trending down. Time in the minor leagues, Brinson only has 25% of his tenure at double A or higher. Fisher has over 38% of his tenure at double A or higher. So Fisher facing much higher quality pitching, much better defense, and putting numbers up very similar to Brinson. So there again, I think with proper negotiations, Derek Fisher could very much get an equal to or better than nod to Lewis Brinson. Therefore, the Astros could have parlayed David Polino and Derek Fisher and a player to be named later for a legitimate shot at Jonathan LaCroix and Jeremy Jeffers, filling two big holes on the Astros team without dealing Alex Bregman, AJ Reed, or Joe Musgrove.
That concludes this podcast of Play MLB GM for a day. Join us next week for more baseball talk on AlwaysThinkBaseball.com.